We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Kuf Tzadi Dalad, which is on page 196. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Shlosha She'ochlu Ke'echod, three people that ate together, V'shochachu Ubeirach Kol Echod La'atzmo, and they forgot to make a mezumen, and all three of them benched on their own, Botal Mehem Hazimun. So they have lost out their chance of doing a zimun. Ve'ein yecholim lachzor ulezamin lamafreya. They can't then go back and do the zimun after the benching. They lost it. Ve'chein im berichu shnayim mehem, so too, if two of them benched, also they cannot go back and they lost their zimun. Aval, however, im shachach echad mehem uberach, if one of them forgot and mistakenly benched before the zimun, hashnayim yecholim lezamin im ashlishi, the two that did not yet bench could make a zimun with the third one who benched already. Afal pi shekfar beirach, even though he already benched, yocholomar baro shachalim ishalo, he could still answer to the zimun. V'heim yotzim yedei chova zimun, and they will be yotzei their chiv of zimun, v'hu eino yotzei yedei zimun. And the one who had benched already, even though he could answer for them to help them be mekayim their chiv of zimun, but he will not be yotzei his chiv of zimun, she'ein zimun l'afreya. Zimun does not help after the fact. The Rama writes, v'im ha'echod zimen im ha'acherim, and if the one of them, instead of benching on his own, he went and made a mezumen with others, af shnayim ha'nesharim einam yicholim l'zamein, then the other two cannot make a zimun together with him. Once he already went so far and did a zimun with others, then he is out. Only if he just benched by himself, then they can count him into the zimun after the fact. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Aleph, we said three people that ate together and they mistakenly benched, they have been mevatel the zimun and they can no longer go back and make a mezumen. Ein yecholim to go back, lomai nevarech. What are they getting each other ready for? They already benched. And the whole lashon of zimun is that one of them should prepare and get everyone ready to join together for benching. But if he already benched, they all benched already, so it's done. Sifkaton Beis, the Mishnah Berurah, is going on that which the Mechaber said, that so too, two that benched, we said they also can't do it, but if only one of them benched, then two of them can make a mezumen with the third one, and even though he already benched, he could say, Baruch Shechal Mishalo. Says the Mishnah Berurah, to be'emes mechuyev bezimunhu, because be'emes, he still has a chiyev zimun on him. She'ochal imam biyachad, because l'maisa, the three of them ate together. Ela she'en lo takona, but there's no way to help him, mishum shekfar beirach, because he already benched. Ve'in zimun l'mafreya, and the zimun doesn't work l'mafreya, so he's finished in terms of his zimun, but he still has a chiyev zimun on him. Lochein mahani hitstarfuso al koponim shiu heim yotzim al yado. But his joining together with the other two will help at the very least to assist them in their chiyuv zimun. Because be'etzim, he still has a chiyuv zimun on himself. He just can't act on it because you can't have a zimun l'afreya. But he has enough of a chiyuv zimun that still remains on him that he can help them finish up their chiyuv zimun. And we'll see a couple of notes over here. Note number two says, Achein legabe tisha she'ochlu pas ve'echad ochal yarek. In terms of a case where you have nine people that ate bread and one ate a vegetable, kasev lekamon shim ha'ochal as hayerek beirach bracha achrona, if the one who ate the vegetable made a bracha achrona by accident, shuv eino yochol leitzdarif imoyem lebirchas hazimun, he cannot then go and join their zimun. Mishum shenestalik mehem, he's already separated from them. So what's the chiluk between over here? If one benched already, he can then answer after the fact to help the other two with their chiyuv zimun. But if you have nine that ate bread and one that ate a vegetable and he made a bracha achrona, even though normally he could join their zimun, now that he made a bracha achrona, now he can't go back and join. Why don't we say he also go back and join? So we'll see later on, the achronim say that the chiluk is that here, when he ate the bread together with them, he has a chiyuv zimun. And it's the chi of zimun that allows him to help them do their zimun, even though he can't really fulfill his own chi of zimun. But when there's nine eating bread and one eating a vegetable, he has no chi of zimun. It's just that he can assist them. But once he makes his bracha achrona, then he can no longer assist them. You can only assist after the fact if you had a chi of. But he had no chi of over there. Note number three, he points out, on this case where you're going to bench, three people are going to make a zimun where one had already benched. Normally, we say, and we'll see again more, that the bircha zimun, you wait for the bircha zimun through the bracha of hazon asakol. However, the Chazon Ish says in this case, where this third person really benched already, he's just joining together to help you be mekayim your mitzvah. So then, once he answers is enough, he doesn't have to wait till the end of the bracha of Hazon, because it's not shayach for him anymore after he already benched. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaydus of Katan Gimel, Im HaAcherim. So he said this one person could join the other two. But we said in the Ramah, if this person, instead of benching on his own, went to make a mezumin with others, then the other two can't make a mezumin with him joining in. Im HaAcherim, Sivkatan Gimel, Hainu Shebala Chabura Shal Shlosha. He went and joined the Chabura of three. O Afilu Shebala Shnayim Besov Suudasam V'Ochal Imohem Ma'at. Or he came and joined two other people at the end of their suda, and he ate a little dessert with them. He finished a suda with them, and he benched with them. If he did a zimun with... Sorry, I didn't mean to say he benched. We'll see why. He made a zimun with two other people. Then the shnayim ha-nisharim, ein yucholim l'zamein, says the Mishaburin and Sivkatan Dalud, ein on yucholim l'zamein al ha-echad. Once the third person goes and makes a zimun with others, he can't then go help the original two out with their zimun. Mipnei shekvar yotze yidei chov ha-zimun. Because then he already satisfied his chi of zimun. We said before the only reason he could join afterwards is he still has the chiyuv zimun that he didn't fulfill, and he still can't fulfill it, but he can help them fulfill their chiyuv since his chiyuv is still there, even though it's not fulfillable. But over here, he was already fulfilling his mitzvah of zimun with the other two people, and therefore he can't go back and help the original two. Miu, however, in this damin lehem echem min ashuk, if another person comes by from the shuk, Yecholim lezamein alav. Then they can have him join the zimun. Kesheyito mimoyim. If he will taste with them, the chiyuv zimun shalem lo nifka b'shvil oso shazimin. Because the chiyuv zimun of them is not taken away because of that one person that was mezamein. Just because he was mezamein, so he can't join them now, but doesn't mean someone else can't join them. Let's see a couple of notes over here. First of all, let's see note number four. Note number four is going on that which the Ramah said, that once the third person made a zimun with others, he can no longer go and be mitzarif with the original two. So the Mishnah Berurah said, because he was already yotzei his chi of zimun, the im zimen im acherim, the lo berach adayim berach hazamazon. But what if he answered a zimun with others but didn't actually bench with them? He just answered the zimun. So Hevi l'kamon as Dasa Magen Avram sheshuv eino yochel lezamin imarishonim. Even if he just made the zimun, but he didn't even bench, the Magen Avram says he can't go back and make a mezumah with the first group. V'tzayin shomsha even a ozer, but he brings down over there from the even a ozer that he's cholek v'sover sheyochel lezamin. So that's a machlokas. V'dasa chazon ish sheim shuv ochlu yachad yochel lezamin. That if he then goes and eats more, then he could make a mezumah. But we have here a machlokas from the Ramah. It's not clear. The Mechaber just says if one person benches, then he can answer the mezumah to the other two people. The Ramah says, but if he goes and he makes a zimun with others, then he can't join them. But does that mean he went to make a zimun and he benched, or he just went to make a zimun? So note number four is pointing out that that's a machlokas in the Achronim, whether just making the mezumah knocks him out, or only making the mezumah and benching knocks him out. Note number five is going on the next point that Mishnah Berurah said, that even if these two people have someone else from the shuk that wants to join them now for dessert and answer for their benching, for their zimun, that would be okay. V'dasa chazon ish lav dafka echa min ashuk. The chazon ish says it's lav dafka someone from the shuk. Ela af hayochid shebirich yochol loshev l'tzarev itam l'zimun. Even the one who did the wrong thing and went and answered benching to someone else, he can go back and join them again. Al yidei sheyochol imayim davar mar. All he has to do is eat a little bit more. V'afilu olo shel yarek. Even a vegetable. V'toma al divri ha-mishabura shekosav. And the chazon ish is bewildered by the mishabura who writes echa min ashuk. Because l'chora, why do you have to wait for Echad min Ashuk? Even this person who benched with the other group, give him a little more to eat and get benched with you like we saw yesterday. And therefore the Chazon Ish asks us as Kasha, we saw this Kasha yesterday as well, why is the Mishnah Berurah saying over here that it has to be that they could have a zimun still, they find someone from the Shuk. This very person who ate with them, who went to make a mezumah with others, could just eat a little more and answer with them as well. And we came out to the Mishnah Berurah in various places as that was 100% fine as well. Let's see a couple of bir halachas over here. Let's see the third one.
How long does that person have to stay? If he doesn't have a chiyuv, does he have to stay past Hazan HaSakal? Because we're saying before...
It depends if he benched or he didn't bench.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So if he didn't bench...
If he didn't bench, then he should stay.
For the whole benching.
Well, if he didn't bench, he has to bench.
Well, he doesn't want to because he wants to still eat. So
he wants to eat, he joined another group, and now right. And now he's joining them again. He's eating more, and he wants to eat more, so then he's like anyone else.
So then he would have to wait
to the end. To the end of Hazan HaSakol, not the end of benching. You never have to wait to the end of benching.
Oh,
If he's just answering for Zimun. Let's see the Bir Halacha, the Vermaskel Shachach. So he said in the Mishnah Bura, if one person out of the three forgot and benched, so the two could still make a Mizun with him after he benched. Zok the Bir Halacha, Vu Adin Hazid, it's Lav Dafka that he forgot. It could be he did it on purpose also. He just didn't want to bench with the Mizun, and he just wanted the benching get out of there. And then they caught him, and they said, oh, stop, what are you doing? So Hu Adin Hazid, V'nokat Shachach, Adi the Reisha. It only mentioned Shachach and the Mechaber because it mentioned Shachach by the Reisha. The three people ate, and they forgot to make a Mizun, and they benched, so they can't make a Mizun afterwards. But one, if he forgot, then they can still bench. But it's Lav Dafka, if the one forgot, it's even if the one was B'mezid. The next Bir Halacha, Echad Mehen. So here's a very important Bir Halacha. V'hu Adin Ba'asara V'Shachachu Shlosha Mehenu Berchu. The same way we're saying over here, if you have three people eating a Suda and one benched before making a Mezuman, and then they, either by mistake or on purpose like we just saw, and now they want to make a Mezuman afterwards, you can. The two who did not yet bench can make a Mezuman joining in the third one who actually benched already. Says the Bir Halacha, same thing when you have 10 and three, up to three people start benched without making a Mezuman. The seven can make a Mezuman afterwards with Hashem's name, joining together those three that ate. Because seven is the ikker that, just like we're going to see later, if seven people washed, even if three people ate other things, that already is allowed to be benching with Hashem's name. So seven is the ikker. So as long as seven people didn't bench, they could still chop the other three. So the Bir Halacha writes, V'hu adin ba'asara v'shachachu shloshem emu birchu yicholem lehitztaref im anasharem ulozamim b'Hashem. They could still be mitzaref, so they could bench with the mezimah with Hashem's name. If you look at note number 9, he points out, this is only true of those three who benched, just benched tam on their own without a zimun. But if they made their own mezuman with three, they can't go back and make a mezuman now, especially if they didn't eat, right? If they didn't eat anymore, so once they benched with their own mezuman, so they're done. They made a mezuman, they benched, they're done, they can't go back. So the only time the three can go back is if they just bench without a mezuman, then they can go back and join the zimun afterwards. Continues the Bir Halacha. Od kasa b'mayim Mordechai. Duhu adinim hayu mitchila arba'a. The same din applies if the suda starts with four people. Ubirchu mehem shnayim, and two of them benched. Yecholim hashnayim hanisharim letzaref echad min elu hashnayim shebirchu ulazamin alav. Then the two that are remaining that didn't yet bench could join together with one of the ones who benched already, and they could join him into the zimun. Umetzadir odyoser. And he says even further, that filu rov meachabura birchu. Even if the majority of the group already benched, in nisharu shnayim shelo birchu od, if there are two people left that didn't bench yet, yecholim litzarev echad mehen lezimun, they can get one of them to join their zimun. Ayin sham. Kosav el yirabi yesh lehistapik, there is what to be doubtful about in the following case. Bishnayim shachlu pas, two people ate bread, vashlishi shasa revias mashke, and the third one drank a revias of a drink. Which the normal halacha is, as we'll see, they can make a zimun together. But the achakach shochach echa mina ochlin pasu beirach. So two ate bread, one took a drink. One of the ones who ate bread benched by accident without making a zimun. In bechiyai gavna rasha yashlishi sha'ocha lozaminim osam shnayim. Can the one who ate bread and didn't yet bench, can he get the one who drank and the one who ate bread but benched already to join together in a zimun? Odilma, or maybe, Kaven the Ein Kan Rak Echad, since there's only one that's in need of a Zimun, also Shechayev Medina Bezimun, lo, he's the only one that's Chayev Bezimun, therefore it wouldn't work. The Chayim Mistabir, and that's logical. So it comes out in the Bir Halacha that wouldn't be good. If you have two that ate bread and one had a drink, which they could make a Zimun together, but one of the ones who had bread benched already, so there's only one that needs the Zimun that could fulfill a Zimun, that wouldn't be enough to join together the one who drank and the one who benched already. Let's go weiter now in the Mechaber Sif Beis. Shlosha sha'ochlu v'yotza echem men lashuk. Three people ate together, and one went out. He was on his way to the marketplace. Korim oso, they call to him, not on their phones, they call out to him. Omodiyam lo, and they inform him, sherotzim lezamein. They want to make a zimun. Kedei she'echavein v'yitztarif imohem, so he could have intent, and he could join together with them. V'yana imohem birchazimun, he could answer for them birchazimun. V'yotzim yidei chovasan, and they're yotzei their chiyav that way. Afal pi she'enu ba v'yoshev imohem. He's standing by the doorway. They say, hold up a second, before you leave, he's just standing there. That's enough for him to join in with their zimun. V'hani milu b'shlosha, but that which the third guy can be by the door with one foot out the door, that only works by a zimun of three. Aval ba'asara, when it comes to ten, you want to make a zimun with Hashem's name. Kevon shetzrichim lahaskir as Hashem, since you have to mention Hashem's name in the zimun, einam mitzarfin ad sheyavo v'yeshav imohem. They don't join together as a tzirim until he sits down. It's just inappropriate if you have to say Hashem's name for one guy to be by the door. So for three, if one's by the door, it's okay. But by ten, you have to have them all sitting down. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hey. Kedei sheyachavin, they call out to him, so he should be mechavin lishmoa birchas hazimun, to hear the zimun. Sif Katan Vav, Yanei Mami, should answer with them. Avalim eino ona ein mezavin olav. If he won't answer with them by the door, they can't count him into the zimun. Mishum de eino ome in a moim, because he's not with them. Avol, but says the Mishnah Berurah, im hoya omer imahem, if he came back and he stood with them, af im eino ona imahem, even if he doesn't answer, mezamnen olav bal korcho. You can make a zimun with him against his will, even if he doesn't answer, and he can count on the zimun. Kemavur lo kamam in Siman Reish, like we'll see more details about this soon in Siman Reish. The yotzei dechavasan, so in the case where he's standing by the door and he's answering, they can be yotzei dechiyav, sivkot and zayin, the gamu yotzei dechavas zimun bazeh, he's also yotzei his chiyav zimun by standing by the door. Sivkot and ches, we said in the mechaber, even though he doesn't come and sit with them, ela sha'omeid neged ha-pesach b'samach lehem, rather he's standing by the door across from them, near them. Look at note number 11. Hoser prima godim shemashmo shetzorach sheyu roim ze ze. Kilo kamam b'shachanor simen kuv tzadi hei sif aleph. It's mashmo, says the prima godim, that they have to be able to see each other. So he can be omei negra pesach, but b'samach lehem, that they see each other, then he can be counted in. V'ayin simen nun hei sifchav demavur sham demyeish tino peintai mafsik. If there's any dirt or smelly things that's separating between the ones making the zeman and the one who's joining into the zeman by the doorway, then it's not going to be good. If you look at note number 12, he brings out the Mishnah Berurah earlier. Shafilu hu meruchok me'atinof yosemi arba amos ein moel. Even if the one by the door is more than four amos away from the dirt, it doesn't help. Mishum shu mafsik bein hashchina. It separates between them and the shchina. V'gorem shashchina ein ha-shorakan. It separates the coming down of the shchina and joining this area. V're'ebe b'yaloch ha-shom shekosav shemei raglayim l'chol deos einom mafsikim bazeh. When it comes to Mei Raglayim, it is not considered a hefsek. Raktorach laharchik mehem kedin harchaka. So when it comes to Mei Raglayim, you have to just make sure that you move away the proper distance, depending on the Mei Raglayim. But if it is something that's really smelly, let's say it's soa, so it's not enough if you're away from the smell, the proper distance, it's still a problem that it's pashat mafsek between you, and that separates from where the shechina is. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in the middle of Sivkot Nulches. Ukeshi Yigmur in Yano, this guy who's on his way out to the shuk, he answers the zimun. Now he goes and takes care of whatever Indian he has to take care of. Yavo Habaisa, he has to come back to the house. Sha'ach Hashem, where he ate. Ve'yavarach Birchas HaMazon, he has to bench. Miu, however, in Nishtoye Sham Ad Gemar Birchas HaMazon, Ve'kivin Libo Yotzeis. But if he stayed by the door until the end of benching and he was Mechavin to be Yotzei with the benching, Yotzei Yidei Birchas HaMazon, Ve'en Tzarech Levarach. He's already Yotzei, he's Chiva benching, he doesn't have to bench again. Va'ayin lekamon simen reish sif beis ulufima de pasuk sham rama tzarech ha'ona lehamtim ad sheyigmeru birchas hazon. According to what we're going to see later on, that the Rama holds not like the mechaber. The mechaber says the zimun just ends by the zimun. The first bracha benching is not really part of the zimun. The Rama holds, as we saw already, and we'll see later, the Rama holds that birchas zimun goes all the way to hazon hasakol. So if that's the case, the guy standing by the door, according to the Rama, has to wait not only before the birchas zimun, but also till hazon hasakol, which is the end of the birchas zimun. Only then can he go out and take care of his inyanim. Let's see the mechaber vayter in Siv Gimel. Shlosha she'ochlu ke'echad. Three people ate together. Ve'ein echad mehem yodea kol birchas hamazon. And there is not one of the three that knows the entire benching. Elo echad yodea bracha rishona. One of them knows how to say the first bracha. The echad hashni of echad hashlishis. You have three people. Each one knows only one bracha. A very hashkachadik situation. They all don't know the whole benching, but each one knows a different benching. Each one knows a different bracha of benching. Chayav and bezimun, they're chayav and zimun. The kol echad yivarech habracha sheyodeya. And each one will say the bracha that he knows to be mostly the others. The afal pi she'em bohem mi sheyodeya bracha revias. And even if none of them know the fourth bracha, ein bekachlum, we're not worried about it. As we'll see, it's only midrabbana, we're not worried about it. But you can't split up a bracha in half. If no one knows the whole bracha, you only know half, that's not good. One bracha cannot be split between two people. Let's see the Mishabura, and then we'll see one bralacha. Says the Mishabura in Sifkatan Yud, Ein Echad Mehem Yodea, there's not one that knows all the brachos. But if one of them there would know the whole benching, it would be the best for sure that he would say all the brachos. And he shouldn't split up the benching to piecemeal that each one does a different bracha. Better for one person to do all of it. But if you only have one person that knows the first bracha, if katan yir aleph, haynu levad nibrachas nevarich, that's besides, of course, the bracha of nevarich, the zimun, shetzarech ha-mezamen lomar b'tchila brachas ha-zimun, avada, the one who's leading the mezamen has to know the bracha zimun. So it's saying, besides that, the one and that same one will know the first bracha, etc. V'chol echad yivarach sif katan yud beis, each one will say the bracha he knows, v'tzal lomar v'yichavin lotzi eschaveru, and they will have in mind to be motzi their friends in the bracha that they know. And the fourth bracha, if no one knows it, no problem. Sifkotan Yigimel Ein Mekaklum. Why? The bracha of Atova Meitiv Lav Daraisa Hi. Because the bracha of Atova Meitiv, like we learned, is not Daraisa. Ulufikach Eino Ma'akeves La'Sholosh Brachos. Therefore, it's not Ma'akev the three brachos. Umashma Mizeh, but this is Mashma. The Ba'achas Mi'Sholosh Brachos HaKodmin. That when it comes to one of the three brachos that were there previously, the three brachos Daraisa, Im Ein Echa Mehem Shiyodeosa. If one of the brachos is not known by any of the people there, Ma'akev Shalo Yavarachu Klal. That is Ma'akev. The fact that the fourth bracha, that no one knows it, is not ma'akev the other three, is mashma that the three are ma'akev each other, and therefore if there's one bracha that nobody knows, they can't do any brachos. The brachos ma'akvos zo as zo. The brachos are ma'akev each other. V'yesh poskim shesovrim, there are poskim that hold, the after min ha-Torah chayev levarech osam, that even though midaraisa you chayev to make all the brachos, mikomokom ein ma'akvos zo as zo. There are poskim who say they're not ma'akev each other. Ulafika mish eni yodei levarach kol habrachos. Therefore, one who does not know all the brachos, v'efshar lo likro lebaki sheyotzio bebrachas hamazon, and he doesn't have a way to call a baki, an expert, to be motzim in benching. Tzarech levarach al kol panim habrachos sheyodei osa. According to these poskim, that the nama akiv, he would have to at least say the one bracha that he knows. Ulinyan dina alok lemaisa. What do we say about this? We just had a machlokas haposkim. Whether if you only know one bracha, do you say it or say nothing? Are they ma'akiv or not ma'akiv? What's the lemaisa? Says the mishaburu ulinyan dina im ochal kedei svia. If you ate till you were satisfied, the chiyuv birchas hamazon shalohu min haTorah, then your chiyuv benching is daraisa. Yesh lahachmir keshita zo ulevarachosa. Then you have to go savi daraisa lechumra and say at least the bracha that you know because it's a suffik daraisa, so you have to say it. But if you, it sounds like the obvious, the flip side would be true as well, that if you only ate a kazayas or a kabeya, which was not kadei sviya, and therefore you only chayim the rabbanon, then you would not have to go back, you would not have to say that one bracha, you would just leave it. Let's end with one biralocha, back to page 196, the last biralocha, aval lechatzon. We said that saying the bracha lechatzon doesn't work, but if you look first at note number 13, he writes, the Shulchan Aruch she'ein bracha achas mischalakas l'shtayim. The Shulchan Aruch tells us over here that one bracha can't be split between two people. The Kosva Chazon Ish she'medubar be'ofen she'einam yecholim lanos achar ha'mevarich. We're talking about over here in a scenario where they can't follow and answer and copy the words of the mevarich. She'en lo king, if that's not the case, they're able to just repeat after him. So yivarich mi sheyodei aschatzi habracha harishona. So let the one who knows the half of the first bracha say the first half of the bracha. The yanu kulam achrav, and they'll all copy and follow after him, repeat the words. The achagach yasl mi sheyodei aschatzi habracha ashniya. And then you'll have the one who knows the second half of the bracha say that out loud. The yanu achrav, and everyone will repeat it after him. V'nimtzeh shekulam bircha brachas hamazon. Everyone will be good. So Zakti Chazon Ish, we're talking about over here that Lechatzon doesn't work, where the people that are listening, not only they not know the bracha, they can't even repeat it after you. Because if they can repeat it after you, so if there are two people that know two halves of the bracha, so let each one say their half. Everyone's repeating after everyone. Everyone's saying the entire bracha, no problem. Says the Bir Halacha. Ulefiya Mevur Lekama Misimin Reish Ba'agod, the Brichas HaMazon Hu Ad HaZon Dafka. This is what we just mentioned, according to the Ramadan, we'll see later on, that the Birchas HaZimun is all the way through the first bracha of Azan HaSakot Dafka. Im Kain, if so, Im Ein Odom Echad Yodea Levarech Ad Gemar HaZon. if there's not a person that could do the Zeman all the way through Azonas HaKol, Ki'im Nevarech Levad, all he could do is the Birch HaZeman, the first half of Nevarech, but he can't do Azon, V'Hasheni Yodea Birch HaZon, and only the second person knows the first bracha of benching of Azon, Ein Mechalkin Oso L'Shtayim, you can't split it, because that's considered one bracha L'Fi the Rama, and we're seeing over here that you can't split one bracha, so L'Fi the Rama will come out, you can't split the Birch HaZeman between the Mezamein and someone else saying the first bracha. Elo Yivarchu B'li Zimun Klal. In that case, they should bench without a mezuman at all. V'yaschilu Rak Mitchilas Birchas Hazon. Skip the Zimun and just bench. Dinehi the Birchas Hazon Ma'akev the Birchas Hazimun. Because granted, according to the Ramah, without saying the bracha of Hazon Asakol, you're not Yotzei the Zimun. Shebilta in a Yotzei B'Zimun. Without the bracha of Hazon Asakol, you're not Yotzei the Zimun. But the opposite is not true. Mikomakom Zimun Einu Ma'akev Birchas Hazon. But the Zimun does not affect you being Yotzei the bracha of Hazon. Shehu Ascholos Birchas Hazon. That's the beginning of benching. Kein Nirli. Achagam Matzoshi Shekein Kosev Bechlushi Ha'ro'oh Lebrachos B'Hai Sugya. So says the Biraloch over here, that according to the Ramah that says that Birchas HaZimun is the Zimun and the first bracha of benching, so if you don't have one person who knows both of them together, so you just skip the Zimun. And you're allowed to skip the Zimun, because even though the first bracha is makir the Zimun not makir the first bracha. There's one very important note I'd like to say now, that's note number 15. The Chazon Ish argues vehemently on this Bir Halacha, on the Chafetz Chaim, a very big machlokas over here. Uladasa Chazon Ish lo omar haramah she Birchas HaZimun hi arazon el lechumra. So Zot HaChazon Ish, I understand the Ramah differently than you, Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim takes the Ramah that says that Birch HaZimun is all the way through Hazon HaSakol, that it's Bein L'Kula Bein L'Chumra. It's not, you can't budge from it. Says the Chazon Ish, I disagree. The Ramah only says that Birch HaZimun is Ar Hazon, only L'Chumra. What does that mean, L'Chumra? Hainu Shamafsik B'Sudaso Lanos L'Zimun. If you're pausing in the middle of your Suda to answer someone's benching, Tzara L'Shmo Atzo Birch HaZazon. You're in the middle of eating, you want to answer and listen to the Zimun. It's not enough, according to Ramah, just to listen to the Birch HaZimun. You have to listen all the way through Hazon HaSakol, like we are knowing. That's L'Chumra. You have to wait all the way through Hazon HaSakol. That's where the Ramah is saying it's all one thing. Aval b'inyanenu, when it comes to our topic, shem nachshev es birchas hazimun ar hazon. If you consider the birchas hazimun all the way till hazon, what the Ramah is saying, teitei mizakula, then it comes out of leniency, shelo yuchol lezamim, because there's not one person who could do the birchas hazimun and the bracha till hazon esakol, so we say skip the zimun altogether, like the biralach is saying. Ein lahakel. In that case, we don't say it as a kula to skip the zimun. Eloha echad yizamein. One should do a zimun. Vasheni yivarchas birchas hazon. Zot Chazon Ish. I disagree with the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim says the Ramah is saying is then even the kula that if you don't have one person who knows the birchas zimun through hazon asakol, skip the zimun. Just bench and skip the zimun. Zot Chazon Ish. It's not true. The Ramah didn't mean to say is then the kula only the chumra. If it comes to a kula like over here, we don't say the zimun. No, fakir. There the Ramah will say I agree with the mechaber that birchas zimun is just the zimun. And Hazon HaSakol is a different bracha. So have one person lead the Zimun, have another person say the first bracha, and it's okay to split it up. So that is a machlokas between the Chazon Ish and the Chafetz Chaim of whether we take the Ramah across the board, Bein L'Chumra, Bein L'Kula, like the Mishavura says, or do we take it only L'Chumra and not L'Kula, like the Chazon Ish says. We'll stop here, and Emirat Hashem, on Sunday, we'll begin Siming Kuf Tzadi Hei.